Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Q3 2019 financial results of Schaltbau Holding AG. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. As a reminder, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulties hearing the conference, please press star key followed by zero on your telephone for operator assistance. May I now hand you over to Kai Holtmann, who will lead you through this conference. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. As this is my first earnings call on behalf of Schaltbau Holding, please let me just briefly introduce myself to you. With effect from 1st of October, I took over as Head of Investor Relations and Corporate Communications from my predecessor, Wolfgang Güsken. Thus, I will be your main investor relations contact in the future, and I am really looking forward to discussing your thoughts on the Schaltbau investment. I initially began my career by advising companies going public and subsequently worked in a variety of management consultancy and interim management positions. For more than 10 years, I've been responsible now for the investor relations activities of issuers in the prime standard. After completing my bank education, I studied business administration at the University of Siegen, followed by a trainee program in capital markets, finance, and a doctorate at the Faculty of Economics of the University of Bielefeld. Ladies and gentlemen, as in previous sessions today, we will have our full board available, Albrecht Köhler, Volker Kriegelin, and Thomas Dippold to lead you through the call. For those of you who have not already downloaded the 9-month 2019 presentation document supporting this call from our website, please go to schaltbaugroup.com and access the file in the financial reports section of the investor relations and media landing page. If this is not an option to you, you should still be able to follow the call even without the presentation document at hand. As to the forward-looking statements, of course, today's presentation contains forward-looking statements regarding future developments based on information currently available. As a result of risk and uncertainties, actual outcomes could differ from the forward-looking statements made. Schaltbau does not intend to update these forward-looking statements. Numbers provided in the presentation may not add up due to rounding. Finally, please take notice that this call will be recorded and that a replay of the call will be made available on our website shortly. Now I hand over to our CFO, Thomas Dippold, who will lead you through the financials of the first 9 months 2019 before our CEO, Albrecht Köhler, will conclude the presentation part of the call with a quick summary of the completed refinancing and an updated overview of Schaltbau's market opportunities. Thomas, please go ahead.
Thank you, Kai, for the introduction. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Thomas Dippold, and I will guide you through the financial figures for the first 9 months, 2019. Before I start to present the business development of our group, let me quickly comment on slide 6, what we've already achieved so far this year. Slide 5 summarizes our major KPIs for your information. On slide 6, you see an overview of our 2019 restructuring efforts achieved so far from a financial and an operational perspective. By September, we successfully completed the entire refinancing process of the Schaltbau Group. In addition to an amendment agreement to the syndicated loan, we successfully introduced our factoring program in September, providing us with additional cash of up to 7 million euro end of the quarter. To increase the cash headroom any further, we have also launched working capital reduction programs at Pinch and Bode with a main focus on inventory. These are challenging processes that will require some time to implement. However, we expect to achieve first positive results in Q4 this year. Besides that, all other restructuring activities are on track. Our operational excellence programs Fit for Future at Bode and Rawag, initiated in 2018, are on the way and beginning to show first positive impacts at the bottom line. We are also making good progress on our restructuring program in the stationary transportation business. The consolidation of the locations Sprockhövel and Dienstlaken and a number of productivity initiatives are well on track and will be completed according to our plan by the end of the year. Slide 7 gives an overview of the operational performance in the first 9 months of 2019. To summarize it in two words, Schaltbau delivers. Components and mobile transportation are fully in line with expectations. In addition, stationary transportation shows a strong development. Excluding Alte, Sepsa and Pinsch-Buhlbenzer, Schalper Group generated a like-for-like order intake of €413.4 million, which represents an increase of €33.4 million or 8.8% versus last year. In the first 9 months of 2019, Schalper Group recorded an increase in like-for-like sales of 7.7% compared to the first 9 months of 2018. The organic sales growth, which means excluding exceptional items and excluding Sepsa Alte and Pinsch-Buhlbenzer, in the first 9 months of the fiscal year reached €31.8 million or 9.7% compared to the first 9 months of last year. With €121.4 million, the past quarter was the strongest quarter in sales in 2019. With €14.9 million, Schalper Group reported earnings before interest and taxes was significantly higher than the EBIT of the same period last year, which was negative at €1.5 million. On a like-for-like basis and before exceptional items, EBIT increased by €6.8 million to €22.6 million compared to the first 9 months last year. This is a result of a good sales development, progress in the restructuring measures, and the continuous focus on cost reduction. Based on the positive performance in sales and EBIT in the first 9 months of 2019, we confirm the operating guidance for the full fiscal year. Assuming that business development in Q4 is in line with our expectations, we believe that at the end of the fiscal year, we will end up at the upper end of our communicated EBIT guidance range. On slide 8, you see our order intake reported and like-for-like. Order intake of Schalper Group increased in the first 9 months of 2019 by 1.5% or €6.5 million compared to the first 9 months of 2018. Like-for-like, order intake reached €413.4 million and is 8.8% above the level of prior year. Please note that our exceptional items this time do not only affect EBIT, but also order intake and sales. The provisions for the potential payments with regard to the remaining bank guarantees for Sepsa reduces our order intake, sales and EBIT by €6.5 million each due to accounting reasons. Components recorded a strong order intake of 9.1% compared with the same period of previous year. This reflects a dynamic business development across most product groups, primarily driven by a strong demand for rolling stock electrics and contactors. In contrast, stationary transportation recorded a decline in order intake of approximately 13%, but is still in line with our expectations. Our order book reached €508 million at end of September 2019, 12.8% below the level of year-end 2018. This is because the order books for Alte and Sepsa were excluded. On a like-for-like basis, the order book was 8.8% higher than first 9 months of 2018. Coming to slide 9. With €376.3 million, reported group sales were nearly on the same level than the comparable figure for 2018. Please bear in mind, also sales were reduced by €6.5 million for the provisions for Sepsa guarantees according to IFRS 15. Adjusted for Alte, Sepsa and Pinsch-Buhlbenzer, sales in the first 9 months 2019 reached €354.6 million compared to €329.3 million in the same period last year. This equals an organic growth of 7.7%. Including the sales reduction due to the provision, organic like-for-like sales would have grown 9.7%, another remarkable development. Over the last 3 years during the restructuring, we were able to maintain the annual sales level around €500 million despite selling non-core entities with over €100 million sales. All segments contributed to the €25.3 million increase in adjusted sales. Mobile transportation generated a sales growth of €9.2 million, mainly due to the strong development in the rail business in Europe and North America. In stationary transportation, sales volume increased by an adjusted 10.3 million euro, which was driven primarily by the platform screen door business and a strong axle counting business. In addition, we were able to invoice significant change orders. Components achieved an organic growth of 5.8 million euro, with sales increases in almost all product categories. Please turn to slide 10, which shows our reported EBIT of 14.9 million euro and the bridge to the EBIT like-for-like before exceptional items of 22.6 million euro. By far the most relevant adjustment are the restructuring expenses with 8 million euro. The already mentioned provision for the CEPSA guarantees with 6.5 million euro is the most significant item in this position. In addition, it includes expenses for external consultancy services. Deconsolidation effects concerning ALTE and CEPSA, as well as effects from ALTE's classification as asset held for sale, had a positive impact on our EBIT. Adjusted by the profit contributions of ALTE and CEPSA, we were able to achieve an EBIT before exceptional items on a like-for-like basis of 22.6 million euro, totally in line with our guidance. Coming to slide 11. On this slide, we want to show you the development of our reported EBIT with all adjustments compared to last year. We do apologize for the complexity. Many of the effects result technically from the restructuring measures. What we can do is to be as transparent as possible and show where the differences are coming from and how the continuous core business performed without those effects. The EBIT improvement compared to last year is mainly caused by the sales growth in all continued businesses. Stationary transportation in particular recorded a significant increase in EBIT compared to last year, also due to several operative one-time effects. Furthermore, we also made significant progress in productivity and material cost savings as part of our restructuring activities. Due to this, we were able to improve the EBIT in general and in both Germany, North America and UK in particular. On the next slide, you see our cash flow development. Our free cash flow was negative at minus 1.6 million euro in the first 9 months 2019 compared to positive 8.5 million euro last year. A positive cash flow from operating activities of 9.4 million euro and a negative cash flow from investing activities of 11 million euro contributed to this. We are pleased that cash flow from operating activities is positive for the first time since 2017. The EBIT of 14.9 million euro and the introduced factoring program contributed to this. Compared to the first 9 months 2018, working capital was 13.7 million euro lower, which is mainly due to lower receivables. Last year's positive free cash flow of 8.5 million euro was impacted by the sale of Pinch-Bubenza and the release of funds from an escrow account. The negative cash flow from financing activities in the first 9 months of 2019 is mainly influenced by the partly repayment of promissory notes, or in German Schuldscheindarlehen, amounting 9.5 million euro. Last year's cash flow from financing activities includes, on the one hand, the repayment of credit facilities and the bridge financing. On the other hand, it also includes the proceeds of the Bubenza sale and the capital increase. I'm coming to the analysis of the segments. On slide 13, you can see the development of mobile transportation or Bode Group. In this segment, order intake was 5.8% or 13.9 million euro above previous year's level. With 248.7 million euro, incoming orders remain on a very high level. Excluding CEPSA and ALTE and adjusted by a technical effect due to IFRS 15, the segment recorded an increase in order intake of 30.8 million euro compared to prior year. The main reason for the increase is the door business at Bode and the door and interior business at Rabag, where several new major orders and options were won in 2019. The adjusted book-to-bill ratio was at 1.23 in the reporting period. Excluding SEPSA and ALTE, and adjusted by a technical effect due to IFRS 15, the segment recorded a sales increase of 9.2 million euro or 5% due to strong growth at Bode Group compared to prior year. The reported EBIT improved significantly from negative 16 million euro in last year to positive 2.2 million in the first 9 months 2019. The EBIT of prior year was negatively impacted by depreciations on ALTE, SEPSA and Bode UK totaling 16 million euro. On a like-for-like basis, EBIT before exceptional items is at 8.8 million euro. In addition to the sales increase, the margin improvement is also due to a significant better project mix, improved productivity, price increases, as well as direct and indirect material savings. On slide 14, you can see the performance of Stationary Transportation, or Pinch Group. Adjusted for Pinch Bubenzer, which was sold in 2018, Stationary Transportation recorded a drop of 7.7 million euro in incoming orders compared to the same period in 2018. Last year had a major one-off order intake for a train formation project with a volume of more than 9 million euro. Other reasons for the decline are several delayed project awardings in the German level crossing market. The sales volume in the reporting period was 46 million euro, 10.2 million euro higher than last year after adjustment for the sale of Pinch Bubenzer. The main drivers for this were platform screen door sales, realized change orders, and pushouts from 2018 into the first quarter of 2019. The segment's EBIT in the first 9 months of 2019 was driven by a higher sales volume and a positive project mix. In addition, numerous cost-cutting measures positively impacted the bottom line. The EBIT margin was 5.8% compared to 0.4% in prior year. On the next slide, you can see the development of components. The order situation in the component segment continues to be strong. Incoming orders increased by 9.1% to 125.4 million euro. The growth was driven by most product categories, with rail control packages having the highest share. Segment sales rose by 5.2% year-on-year to 117.2 million euro. Growth was primarily driven by the business with contactors and rail control packages. The EBIT of components with 21.1 million euro is slightly below EBIT level of prior year. Ladies and gentlemen, on slide 16, you can see an overview of our current equity and net debt situation. Equity increased by 0.6 million euro to 94.4 million euro compared to year-end 2018. The slight increase is a result of the positive business development on the one hand and the negative effect due to the revaluation of pension provisions on the other. With 23.4%, last year-end 2018 we had 23.7%, the equity ratio is still below the target corridor of 30% to 35%. The slight decline of the equity ratio is also due to a longer balance sheet in total with a new IFRS 16 leasing standard in place since 2019. The increase of net debt by 6.9 million euro as of 30 September 2019 is mainly driven by higher working capital compared to year-end 2018. We are optimistic to reduce our working capital until the end of this fiscal year, as mentioned before. I'm coming to the last chapter of my presentation part, the guidance on slide 17. Based on the positive development in the first 9 months of 2019, as well as further cost savings, largely due to measures already initiated and continuous improvements, we are confident to achieve our sales target and an EBIT margin on the upper end of the mentioned range between 5 and 6%. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attention during the finance section of this conference. I now hand over to Albrecht, our CEO.
Thank you, Thomas, for commenting our 9 months 2019 financials and our outlook for the year. Also from my side, welcome everybody to today's investor and analyst call. Following the review of our decent set of numbers, I would like to draw your attention to what we believe is very important for our assessment of Schaltbau Group's further development. As all of you are aware of by now, we have completed our restructuring program and are striving to build new confidence in the capital market for a bright future of Schaltbau Group by returning to profitable growth. I have explained to you in detail the key cornerstones of this comprehensive restructuring program in our half-year call. This way, we regain significant degrees of freedom to manage the profitable growth of Schaltbau Group across all operating segments. One of the key items during our restructuring efforts was our finance situation. We had previously announced that we would set the course for refinancing our debt until year end of 2019. Now I'm happy to let you know that we have already successfully secured our complete refinancing efforts and therefore paved the way to grow our business according to our midterm strategic goals. Please have a look on slide number 19, refinancing successfully secured. The refinancing consists of three main components, of which the new syndicated financing with a total of six banks under the joint lead management of Commerzbank AG and the UniCredit Bank AG as the largest share at €109 million. This syndicated loan was concluded over the 3 years terms with 2 one-year renewal options. In addition, we established a receivable securitization program, which already started at the beginning of September. This program can be utilized up to a volume of €29 million and has an initial term of 5 years. By using the existing working capital, we were able to achieve attractive finance conditions here. As an additional component of the financing mix, promissory note loans in the amount of €13.5 million will continue to exist in the future. We have agreed with our promissory note creditors that the remaining terms will be at least 3 years. The total amount of the contractual new agreed total debt financing thus now amounts to €151.5 million. As you can see, we are well equipped to finance our growth for the coming years. At the same time, of course, we'll continue to work on increasing productivity in the group through continuous progress improvements and the exploitation of synergies. This way, we intend to strengthen our internal financial power too. Please have a look on slide number 20, which is called Significant Growth Opportunities. Having said that, I would also like to draw your attention on our significant growth potential, which is apparent for the complete Schaltbau Group in the current form. Addressing all relevant growth markets with our dedicated and well-established brands, Schaltbau, Bode, Pinch, and last but not least, our rather young refurbishment and e-mobility unit, SRS, will drive Schaltbau's future over the next years. As discussed at many previous occasions, please let me reiterate that the market perspectives of Schaltbau Group are excellent, with major opportunities across all our operational units. The international rail market offers significant growth potential for the next few years and major innovation opportunities related to digitization and interconnection of field elements and systems. Additional benefits will come from the enormous infrastructure investment program recently announced by Deutsche Bahn. However, these benefits will probably not be visible in the order intake before 2022. Due to bottlenecks in the planning capacity by Deutsche Bahn. With a current market volume of more than 9 billion euro and an annual growth rate of around 9%, the global OEM market for regional trains and commuter trains only is one of the largest and most dynamic product segments in the rail sector due to the latest multiple client study. Schaltbau Group is extremely well positioned in this market due to our 90 years of experience of being one of the preferred rail equipment suppliers. Our portfolio comprises a wide range of high performance systems and components for rolling stock of all speed categories. Our component segment, for example, as represented by the Schaltbau GmbH group, is already experiencing significant growth with a double-digit growth rate in the like-for-like order backlogs this year, so far 12.2%. However, worth highlighting is especially the market for DC switching technology, which even shows higher growth rates in rather new markets. Over the next few years, several market estimates point to average growth rates of over 20% per year for new energy and new mobility applications, filled in particular by the increasing use of direct current applications, which high voltage and power. Thus, Schaltbau is set to be benefit directly from the strong growth in the energy and supply markets, especially due to the increasing energy generation by decentralized wind and solar plants. Each of those applications will need DC components. This will drive our businesses in this market segment rapidly over the next years. There is another major dynamic trend in a new market segment, which we call DC industry. There is an increased number of direct current applications evolving in industrial power grids, especially in energy-intensive sectors such as automotive production. Many newly built factories rely on DC technology for recuperation, storage, and reduction of peak loads due to higher energy efficiency. Our rather young SBRS subsidiary, which is included in the mobile transportation segment, is increasingly successfully in the growing new mobility market and has already earned a solid reputation for the state-of-the-art fast charging infrastructure technology. As the use of electric buses for local public transport is growing rapidly, it is also essential to ensure the quick and safe charging of these vehicles. SBRS charging systems are already being used in Osnabrück and Brussels, where SBRS cooperates with Dutch manufacturer VDL and, for example, Polish bus manufacturer Solaris. These companies are both market leaders in the field of electric buses today. In addition, SBRS has been awarded contracts to equip local bus networks in the cities of Münster, Düsseldorf and Freiburg, as well as Kiel, with charging infrastructure for electric buses during this year. We estimate that current SBRS holds about 30% market share in Germany, Austria and Switzerland, representing an excellent base for further growth. However, the global market for rolling stock is likely to grow dynamically over the next few years. There are several trends driving this market. One of them is the increasing demand of digital door systems. Schaltbau currently has a market share of around 30 to 35% in Europe and between 18 and 20% globally. The market for smart entry systems and interior fitting business represented by the Body Group is currently showing strong demand from rolling stock and buses alike. This market segment is expected to grow between 10 and 15% per year over the next couple of years. Key features are sensor-based automatic ticketing and passenger recognition. Bode has just recently introduced an intelligent boarding system with sliding black doors for automated minibuses on the Busworld exhibition in Brussels, which we which is jointly developed together with automotive supplier Brose for new mobility concepts. These boarding systems for so-called people movers or autonomous driving minibuses open a completely new growth market in the automotive sector for us, while we can still leverage our expertise from the rail market. Pooling the competences of Brose and Bode, we will now also increase passenger convenience and contribute to road traffic safety in the future. Our stationary transportation segment is represented by Pinch, which has a long-standing reputation for safety for rail. Here, the main customer is Deutsche Bahn, and their major catch-up infrastructure investment program, as already mentioned, should be significant growth drive for the level crossing systems, point heating systems, and shunting equipment market at some point in the next years. Timing and magnitude of orders, however, are very difficult to determine at this time. More tangible is the interesting international market for axle counting systems. Pinch has seen good progress here, especially in China. We have successfully released the latest generation of axle counting system, now able to drive the controlling of signals and automatic level crossings. Finally, worth mentioning as a separate key brand with the rail market is the SPRS unit, which is covering our train refurbishment business. SPRS offers a broad range of products for refurbishment rolling stock that is already in operation. This market segment is growing nicely because there are currently not enough new trains available to meet the demand. Just in quarter two, 2019, for example, SPRS received an order from Deutsche Bahn to supply more compact interior door drives for certain ICA1 carriages as part of a lifetime extension project. To summarize, overall, we have a very stable base with our railway business and many additional opportunities to generate further growth and additional value in the new markets. Schalke Group is extremely well positioned to benefit from existing market trends by leveraging proven technology and expertise. With this overview, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for your attention and hand it back to Kai. Please, Kai.
Yes, this is Kai once more. Many thanks to Albrecht and Thomas for their comments on the current Schaubau business and for sharing their views and insights for what we see as a bright future. With this, I hand over to the operator to manage the Q&A process.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin our question and answer session. If you have a question for our speakers, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask a question. If you find your question is answered before it is your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you're using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. The first question is from Alexander Hauenstein, DZ Bank. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello, Alex Hauenstein from DZ Bank. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes,
can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey,
okay, perfect. Perfect. I have a couple of questions. Maybe we can start with the first one and do it one by one then. First of all, congratulations to all the efforts you have made. But I've noticed that the Q3 margin in stationary transport was relatively weak, and I wonder if my model is right. What was the reason for that? And do you expect that to see a catch-up in Q4 margin eventually?
Yeah, Mr. Hauenstein, as I mentioned several times, to compare quarterly, for example, in such a project business, the EBIT margins and also turnover, by the way, that leads to a wrong, I would say, view. We have, there are push-outs of projects, there are
I would say, different special effects per quarter. So you can only, I would say, really compare the 9 months, but a quarterly, I would say, estimation is not possible. Yeah. So I can I prove you very, very, I would say, true that we this business is in the right way.
Okay, thank you, understood. Maybe to continue here, I think this quarterly margin was probably also the reason that also on the group level the margin was a bit lower than I had expected. I would have had expected to see a sequential improvement here, but it seems or it sounds like within Q4, Q1 at the latest we might see another, let's say, a catch-up again, or at least the direction going up again. And I mean, this leads me also to my question. I'm wondering whether on your full year basis you're targeting the upper end of the guidance range. So that implies for me that potentially the Q4 margin level is going up probably again. But the big question here is for me also on the holding side. Can you give us some guidance here what you expect on a full year basis? Because when I add up the 9 months numbers and compare it to what I had modeled initially for the full year, I'm wondering whether my assumption is still right here. So maybe you can share some views here, what's in the holding line for Q4, or give us at least some view here how things might develop. Thank you.
Mr. Hauenstein, what we did is already made it a little bit more precise with regard to our guidance. We said we will land at the upper end. But, I mean, as Albrecht said before, we have various effects that affect 3 months. If you just look at 3 months in a project business, it's very hard to determine how the margin might really evolve. So what we see, of course, are also some ongoing costs in the holding that we need for consultancy services or for legal costs that affect also the holding in a negative way. On the other hand, we do see a certain operative improvement also continuing in our business in the fourth quarter. So overall, we stick to what we said, that our margin as a group, as a whole group, will be around the 6% by end of 2019, and we're quite happy with that.
Okay, understood. But there's nothing special that we should keep in mind here from the holding side that might come in here. So no big Q4 loaded action in some way, I understand.
No, nothing foreseen.
No.
Okay, thank you. And then coming to another question regarding stationary transportation, please. Can you comment a bit about the project delays that you saw here in the order intake from Deutsche Bahn, and maybe a comment about the timing? I know it's difficult, and it probably doesn't have to do with the big budget increase yet, but it seems like there has been also some formally agreed or some formally envisaged projects being delayed. Is that right? And are they going to come, or are they delayed for quite some time?
Yeah, Volker speaking here. The point is that in this year there were some delays in the big interlocking projects which are related to the level crossing projects. So since these big big interlocking projects have been delayed due to the planning capacities of Deutsche Bahn and execution of these suppliers, also the level crossings has been delayed. So, but since they will be implemented next year, these projects will come, so they are more or less already in order books. The big plan of the investment is also confirmed. We had a meeting with the board member of Deutsche Bahn, DB Netz. They confirmed that they have started now all the planning for this new investment, so they need around 18 months to get the planning docs done. And so we will see the beginning of 2022 or end of 2021, then we will see a bigger order income. But this is really confirmed from the board that they really work now on that to get prepared for the big investment.
Okay, sounds good. And on the component side, you spoke about some effect on the EBIT. It's impacted by some organizational measures to secure growth. Could you share some light on that one?
This,
Yeah, sure. We have to recruit for our new business new people, and we have to get rid of some old ones. Yeah, this is a normal, I would say, approach which happens if you have such an, I would say, change in your business, and that impacted, I would say, a little bit the EBIT, but this is not a big portion, as you see. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And then last question, maybe with regard to the initiated optimization of operations and reduction of cost and cost programs, I see here also the Fit for Future at Bode and Rabag, etc. Are there in the other divisions, or maybe also in mobile transportation technology, some further ideas and further measures, let's say, at the horizon? Can you already maybe comment a bit on these, or how should we think about further ideas how to optimize operations here? Or are we pretty much progressed already?
Yeah, Mr. Hohenstein, so this is a continuing, I would say, issue which will never stop. We will, I would say, our improvement programs will continuing every year, and this has two big, I would say, aims, two big targets. One is that we, I would say, transfer products to different, I would say, plants where we, I would say, think that this is the best allocation for this, I would say, products. And, for example, in the mobile transportation, we have three big plants. This is Bode in Kassel, which is the main plant, and we have Rabag in Poland, and we have in Turkey our joint venture Bodo. And this is an excellent, I would say, mix out of these three plants where we can, I would say, allocate our products in the right way. And this will continuing also in the next, I would say, years. The second issue is that we, I would say, fit the processes in the different plants by itself to state of the art, and go also in what we call Industry 4.0 with digitization and all these things, and this will also continuing what will lead to a much better profitability every year. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much for answering my questions here in such a detail, and all the best.
Thank you.
The next question is from Stefan Augustin, Pareto Securities. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello, gentlemen. Some questions, and actually Alex has already touched on a few of them, but nevertheless also one by one. On the stationary business, there was yesterday a news out that the Deutsche Bahn is will digitize its Stellwerke, sorry for the German word. But this has nothing to do either with the level crossing order or with a big plan. Is that something separate, or can you simply elaborate a little bit how that total thing fits into the rest?
We have to distinguish between the different levels of lines. Yeah, you have the high-speed lines and the regional lines. Deutsche Bahn started this digital interlocking on the high-speed lines as well as on the regional lines. And the levels crossings has to fit to these digital interlockings. And this is, was the first step, what we have started already, that we are able to communicate with the new digital interlockings. So this is a good market for us, actually in the regional lines, since the most delayed minutes are produced on that lines and not on the main lines. And this is why Deutsche Bahn have set up this program. But as usual in the press, there's always the only discussing about ICE's lines. Mm-hmm. But actually, we are on the regional lines. And we will be able, with our level crossings, to adapt to these digital interlockings. So this also will give us more business. And this is already included in the plan, what we discussed with the board, and which will give us more orders in 2021 and starting in 2022. This is exactly the business volume we will get based on that.
Okay. Maybe a follow-up here. You indicate, let's say, bigger orders. Can you, let's say, bring that somehow in a ballpark number? Are we talking about like 50 or 200, or what is the thinking on that?
Actually, as long we do not see how much Deutsche Bahn is able to place every year, since at the moment is the big bottleneck really the planning departments, yeah. So, but I think we will have a significant increase of 10-15% per year. We can see more in the market than before.
Okay. Thank you very much on that one. For mobile technology, actually, you already commented, Mr. Köhler, that looking on quarters is probably not so useful, but I try it in the other way. We have, in absolute terms, a good growth in the order intake, like for like. Is that more driven in that over the 9 months and the quarter from the train side for the doors, board, or for the bus side?
So today it is driven by the train side, but we see, I would say, on the horizon also an increasing on the bus side. But this is, I would say, more than in end of 2021 with the new electric buses and all this, I would say, new renewable of the whole transportation, urban transportation systems. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And as you just touched on this, if I recall that correctly in your presentation, you mentioned a 12.2% growth rate for Schaltbau GmbH in a like-for-like. So is that, if I want to ask the question, how much does new mobility, new energy over the 9 months grew in the component business, would that be the right growth rate, or where do I need to put that growth rate actually? Because in the component business, I have something like 9% calculated.
Mr. Augustin, we said 9.1% is the growth rate, which you can also see on slide 15. This is how our order intake grew, and we have 125.4 now. And as we don't have any one-off effect in components, this is what we said on slide 15.
Yes, sure. It was just Mr. Köhler elaborating in the strategic outlook, something I understood, a 12% growth rate, and that had something to do with Schaltbau GmbH, but I was not sure, so I just noted it down and wanted to touch with you what it was actually meant for.
Mr. Augustin, sorry. I would say, slipped into another line. 9% is the right number. Yeah?
Okay.
Sorry.
Good. Thank you. And if I want, again, then to ask the question, if I would just look into the new mobility and new energy part of the components, could you give us a feeling how much the order intake grew in those regions so far for the 9 months?
It's growing, I would say, very rapidly and very strong, but on a low level today, yeah, because we come more or less from nothing, yeah. But now it's growing very, very fast and significantly, but however, from a very low level, yeah, coming from a very low level.
Mm-hmm. If I would look into possible orders from automotive OEMs, for the component business, what will be a viable timeline to think of those? Is that something that could actually happen in 2020?
So today we are with several OEMs and also subcontractors of the automotive business in discussion with the design departments, and I would say the big, I would say, boom will begin, from my point of view, in 21-22, because you see, on this,
it I would say relates to the sold cars. Yeah, so all these I would say automotive companies have now at least one e-car in their portfolio, but the people has to buy it. That has to begin, and yeah. In all, I would say, estimations of these guys, especially from the car producers, they say, okay, 21, 22, we expect, I would say, a really further significant growth also of this segment. Yeah.
Sure, I'm fully with you. The question is rather, you would probably sign a contract on, let's say, on a model win or platform supply agreement before already, and I would assume you would probably announce that one.
Sure, if you want to supply, I would say, for example, a car platform, which is announced in the market, for example, in 21, so you have to sign the contract maybe end of 2020, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Understood, and the rest is just a small say housekeeping numbers. Did I understand that correctly, that the ABS program, the receivable program, contributed with 7 million to the Q3 cash flow?
Yes.
Okay. then the last one is again on a little bit on the holding. So if my Excel sheet is right, we come from a positive number in 2018 in Q3 to a negative number in 2019. So the negative number is not actually surprising, but I want to check if this is right, that Q3 18 was, let's say, that this is a positive item that has a one-off character or so, or is this something that we should keep in mind, that a positive quarterly holding is always somewhere in the pipeline, and respectively is a 10 to 12 million holding line affair assumption for 2019 then.
Well, actually, I cannot reconcile what you say about Q3 2018. I have in my table an EBIT in the holding of minus 1.9 in Q3 2018. This is what we've reported. And together with the contributions from our operative businesses, it sums up to an EBIT before one-off effects of our exceptional items, as we call it, 6.4 in 2018 in Q3. And this time we have 6.1 versus a 6.4. And it's true that the holding costs are quite a bit higher than last year, but I cannot see any positive contributions holding-wise. Actually, as we are a cost center, well, this is the nature of our job here, and we only, I've never seen positive contributions from the holding level, unfortunately.
Okay, then it must be something in my sheet. No problem. I will dig into that
hopefully
later.
With Kai, we can sort it out if you call him, and we will sit together and find the error.
Yes, definitely, no problem. Thank you very much for all the answers.
Sure, thank you.
The next question is from Lukas Spann, Unilist. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. My first question is a follow-up on the growth market. The statements before were, in my point of view, very general. So would it be possible to give some numbers on the revenue and the order intake for the future markets there to get a better feeling? So if we are talking about 5 million revenues or maybe a double-digit number, on that?
Yeah, I think I mentioned the different markets, yeah, and also the, I would say, growing rates, yeah. So, but I would say in general, the markets where we are in railway are, I would say, growing between, 7 to 15%, and the other markets, for example, the new markets, in general, between 20 and 30%. Yeah. So, but to allocate now, what is where coming from? Well, this is too early. Yeah.
So, in absolute numbers, we are talking about a single-digit number in revenue.
For what?
For the growth markets, so new energy, new mobility, and industry.
No, you see, also today we are growing, I would say very rough, with 8%, and so say we grow with 10%, yeah, in average, yeah, every year, yeah. So this is, and if it's higher, it's good, yeah, but you can absolutely, I would say, calculate with roughly 10%, yeah, every year.
Yeah, sure, but the question was not on the growth rate, it was on the absolute number.
The absolute
so
number?
What is the absolute number for the revenues
revenue
right now?
Or, pardon?
For order intake and revenue.
I think you can calculate by yourself. If we have, I would say, 500 million turnover, and if we grow 10%, so... This is, I would say, relatively simple.
Okay. Okay, then I will check it by myself. Another question is, I know you just finished your restructuring, but in the future, is it possible or are there plans to reduce the minorities because they are very high in the balance, also on the earnings side?
Well, actually, we, maybe only a side effect, but we bought the shares in Bode UK, which is now 100% entity in this year. Well, this is for sure only a minor issue, and there was only some family members still in there, and it took us very little money to buy that. You are right, we at least think about it, that it might make sense, especially in our Turkish joint venture. We are having discussions whether or not a majority of Schaltbau would make sense or not. But we don't have a decision on that, but this is our normal job that we do, that we at least think about it and make up our mind.
Okay. And the third one is not a big question, more or less a request. Would it be possible for the full year to give a more or less as if profit and loss statement for the calculation for 2020 and beyond, that we could see what is the if based on 2009 to calculate a future number in a better way?
Well, what we give in and you will get that in our year-end call, which we have somewhere in end of March, then we give you our guidance for the year 2020, how we might end up. What exactly, well, we try to be as transparent as possible and show you reported like-for-like exceptional items and also the discontinued businesses. If you have specific questions on that and trying to sort it out, I again ask you to get in a one-on-one discussion with Kai, and he might help you to get your assumptions into the right order. But normally we give a guidance only for 2020, and I think the outlook that Albrecht was giving for the overall market development of our growth is quite helpful for you and should give you some trust in us and our business. But normally we don't give a guidance on several years and how we develop in each and every entity.
No, maybe you understood my question wrong. I meant you have in the annual report you will have a profit and loss for the complete Schaltbau concern, and a lot of or some revenues and order costs you will have on an extra cost base. So to make a as if profit and loss statement from revenues until earnings after tax. So would this may be possible that investors can calculate on a as if base for 2020 and beyond? Do you understand what I mean?
I'm not 100% sure, but what I can promise, we have a segment reporting in our annual report, this is for sure, and we will try to be as transparent as possible in that as well, and hopefully this will satisfy your needs and wishes.
Okay, thanks.
There are currently no further questions. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. We haven't received any further questions, so I hand back to the speakers.
Yes, many thanks to everyone for having joined this call, also in the name of Thomas and Albrecht. In case there are any questions remaining, please do not hesitate to get in touch with us, either in person or by phone, as Thomas just said. As to the upcoming events, we will participate at the DZ Bank Equity Conference and at the Eigenkapital Forum in November. And bye-bye for now, and have a great day.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may disconnect.